You're listening to the Britpop Show, sponsored by...
Welcome to the Britpop Show. You know what that is. That's Dirty Weekend by the Dandies. And why do you know that? Because you listen to the Britpop Show regularly, whether that's Mondays, 6 p.m. live, or anytime as a result of the podcast. And if you want to check us out on the podcast, I'm currently doing it on Podbean. I'm loving a bit of Podbean, and it keeps sending me a reminder every time I release a show. So make sure you do that. Tell all your friends to do that as well. And let's spread the word, shall we? Right, what's the theme this week? Well, the theme is not so much a theme, more of an event, and I'll leave you that teaser. But what it is, because it's not a massive theme, it's more of an event, it means there's loads of opportunity for lots of people to come in with requests or whatever it is you want me to play, presumably Britpop based, but also lots of anniversaries. And it's 30 years since this single was released by the Lightning Seeds off their brilliant album, Jonification. The Lightning Seeds, marvellous. Bit of a long one at the start there, I know. But you stuck it out, and I'm glad you're still here. Right, what's today's theme? Today's theme is not a theme, it's an event. It's the fact that Pulp, for the first time in 24 years, are releasing new music. And I'm going to play it on this show. I've deliberately not listened to it yet. And as a result, I'll listen to it on the show with you guys as well. And we can all have a little discussion about what we think. But this is the release from Jarvis Cocker, because I think the album is called More, and he's put You Deserve More. Pulp are releasing their brand new album on the 6th of June, so make sure you pre-order your copy now. The band have just released a single, Spike Island, taken from the record, and you can listen to it here. Doesn't work on radio. Right, want to know a bit more? Let's see what he did there. Well, this is the album's cover, and here's a word from Jarvis. This is the first Pulp album since We Love Life in 2001. Yes, the first Pulp album for nearly 24 years. How did that happen? Well, we started touring again in 2023. We practiced a new song called Hymn of the North during sound checks and eventually played it at the end of our second night at Sheffield Arena. This seemed to open the floodgates. We came up with the rest of the songs on this album during the first half of 2024. A couple are revivals of ideas from the last century. The music for one song was written by Richard Hawley. The music for another was written by Jason Buckle. The ENO family sing backing vocals on a song. There are string arrangements by Richard Jones, played by the Elysian Collective. This is the shortest amount of time a Pulp album has ever taken to record. It was obviously ready to happen, and these are the facts. We hope you enjoy the music. It was written and performed by four human beings from the north of England, aided and abetted by five other human beings from various locations in the British Isles. No AI was involved in the process. Good one, Jarvis. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to listen to that later on in the show. Hang around for that. In the meantime, I'm going to play some Divine Comedy, because they're on tour. Dates to follow.
Hits from the 1990s.
Take the National Express when your life's in a mess. It'll make you smile. All human life is here, from the feeble old deer to the screen.
She'll provide you with drinks and theatrical winks for a sky-high fee. Mini skirts were in style when she danced down the aisle back in 63. But it's hard to get by when your arse is the size of a small country.
The Divine Comedy doing what they do best. And they're on tour October 2025. And they start off on Monday, the 6th of October, at the Liverpool Philharmonic Hall. And then they go Nottingham, Bath, Gateshead, London Barbican, two nights on the trot, a bit posh. Brighton Dome, Cambridge, Sheffield, Wolverhampton, Swansea, Glasgow, York, Oxford, Manchester, and finishing at Bristol Beacon on the 25th of October, which by that time will be only 2 months before Christmas. So get yourselves an early Christmas present. In fact, if you buy it now, you might as well call it an Easter present. Right, last week I played a bit of Straw. Let's play a bit more Straw, shall we?
To California. from the 1990s.
Bit of ride. Remember when we used to have Davo messaging every week on the show? I miss Davo. He used to like a bit of ride. So that's for you, Davo, if you're listening to us out in the ether. I'm sure you are at some point. Anyway, we now got a Majid. And Majid says, he's messaged me and says he started using something called the Fountain app because Google Podcasts was withdrawn and he didn't want to get Spotify. But he noticed on the app that there was a support button and he was saying he was thinking about throwing a little something into the hat as a gesture of thanks. And he tried to click on it and it wasn't working. And I explained to him, look, I do this for the love of it. I don't, it's whilst appreciated, Majid, that you would throw a few pence into the hat. It's fine. I do it for the love of it. But I would love if people would spread the word. So, you know, I've gone on Podbean or there's this Fountain app or whatever. Maybe your mission this week is to message somebody and say, look, this guy, bit of support for him. Why don't you subscribe or follow or whatever on one of these podcast apps so that when it comes out, you know, people might listen to it. Just try and spread the word. That would be very much appreciated. And as a result, Majid, you like a bit of Cooler Shaker and I've got a new one on the system, which I think is possibly one of their best.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't just have Majid, we also have Brian. And Brian got the message. He said, greetings, David. Requests? How about a bit of Gomez?
You can sell your soul and lay the blame all on the passers-by. You shake your body on the TV screen. It seems to me you try anything twice. And swing it out and use it as your aphrodisiac. You can give it to me, plain to see that I'll give it your back. You let it flow, let it go. There's nothing to it anyone can try anything twice. Try anything twice.
Chasing after stars.
Thank you.
I've teased you enough. Pulp are back and they're playing on Friday the 13th and Saturday the 14th of June at the London O2. And they've released new music. The first album in 24 years is out in June. And this is the new single off it. Let's all listen to it for the first time together. This is Spike Island.
Thank you.
On a first listen, I quite like that. What do you think? Let me know. I mean, Pulp are back. That's not bad. Hopefully, the rest of the album will follow suit. Obviously, we're always going to compare it to stuff that we know from the 90s, and it's not going to be the 90s. It's never going to be a different class. But I quite like that. Right, over the weekend, it was Record Store Day, and I've started to hate Record Store Day. And so I boycotted it and went to the vinyl fair thinking I was doing a good thing. But I think vinyl has now reached a stage that it's literally all the wrong side of, I'd never pay that for that. Like scrolling through stuff or flicking through the stuff, and it's even on secondhand vinyl, and you get to one, you think, oh yeah, maybe. And it's like 35, 40 quid. I mean, forget it. But what I did get was, I find that the thing, this is a bit of a bargain. It's three records in one, so triple LP of all of the Bond music themes, the Bond themes. And it's surprising how many good ones there are. And I'd completely forgotten that the time at which Garbage did a Bond theme. That's how big Britpop were. Garbage did a Bond theme. Now, I'm not going to play that Bond theme, but I will play what I think is Garbage's best single.
Taking you back to the 90s.
Let me dirty up your mind. I'll strip away your heart veneer and see what I can find. The queerest of the queer.
You're listening to the Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
Supergrass are on tour. They're doing their I Should Coco 30th anniversary tour with the album performed in full plus additional hits. And that starts in May, which is not long to go, people. 8th of May, Glasgow, then Nottingham, Sheffield, Newcastle, Birmingham, Manchester, Cardiff, Leeds, London Roundhouse and Cornwall, the Great Estate Festival. That's on the 31st of May. All of that in May. They will be brilliant live. Tickets now, please.
Things that you say. So
Now, we've had a complaint, and I don't mind a complaint because at least it shows you care. And it's from Mark, and he says, it's all a bit low tempo tonight. It started out well with the Lightning Seeds. Time for something upbeat like the Manics. I mean, mate, I haven't even played any Radiohead, but I'll play you some Manics. But I was a bit confused as to what Manics song might be upbeat. He said it was Australia. That one's for you, Mark. Hopefully it was upbeat enough. Now, I don't know if I've said it enough, but I'm very excited by the return of Space Hog. So I thought I'd play, if the more Space Hog I play, the more I can manifest a potential UK tour. This is a new one you haven't heard for ages, or in fact, you've never heard before. This is Candyman off their debut album, Resident Alien. It is brilliant. I've talked enough over it. Enjoy. Thanks for listening. See you on the flip side.
Man's beneath, it's time Now the air is stinking breath, like those who piss on thirsty men. I raise my glass to all of them.